Hello and welcome back to the Audio DT with T, the show where we talk a few minutes on the Parsha of the week with a few practical lessons to keep. We are in Shemos. We are looking at Perek Bet Pasuk Hey, chapter 2, verse 5, Vatera et Hateva Besoch Hasof Vatishlach et Amata Vatikacheha. Talking about Bas Paro here. Some say the Medrash says she might have been going to convert or whatnot, but otherwise she was by the river. She sees the ark that Moshe's in. She sees the teva that Moshe's in, and she sent her amata. Literal translation is maidservant, and she took the basket, but really it can mean something else. She saw the basket in the midst of the marsh. She sent her maidservant, she took it. Another interpretation of this pasuk renders the Hebrew word amata as her arm rather than her maid. Amata also means an arm length. When we talk a lot throughout Mishnayos, throughout the Talmud, ama is a measurement, a very common measurement, and it's usually from the fingertip to the elbow. This is to teach us that her arm was extended for many arm lengths to enable her to reach the basket. That comes from the Talmud and Rashi. And then Rav Mendel, Menachem Mendel of Kutz, comes up and says the following. These sources are from Chabad.org. If Moshe's basket lay beyond her reach, why did Paro's daughter extend her arm? Could she possibly have anticipated the miracle that her hand would be extended for many arm lengths? There's a profound lesson here for each and every one of us. Often we are confronted with a situation that is beyond our capacity to rectify or to help. Someone or something is crying out for our help, but there's nothing we can do. By all natural criteria, the matter is simply beyond our reach. So we resign ourselves to inactivity, reasoning that the little we can do won't change matters anyway. But Paro's daughter heard a child's cry and extended her arm. An unbridgeable distance lay between her and the basket containing the weeping infant, making her action seem utterly pointless. But because she did the maximum of which she was able, she achieved the impossible. Because she extended her arm, God extended its reach, enabling her to save a life and raise the greatest human being ever to walk the face of the earth. This brings to mind Pirkei Avos, chapter 2, paragraph 17. It reminds me of Perek Bet Mishnah Tetzayin, and it's talking here about 2:17. I mean, it's saying, Hu Hayo Omer, he used to say, Rabbi Tarfon used to say, Lo Alecha Hamlacha Ligmor, Velo Ata Ben Chorin Ligbetel Ben Lena. He would also say, it's not incumbent upon you to finish the task, but neither are you free to absolve yourself from it. We have to involve ourselves every day as much as we can to helping others and reaching out to try to effect a difference in the world, to be doing our dalet amos, our four cubits, our corner of making the world a better place. Tikkun olam is one of the main purposes that we are here for, besides for changing our midos, changing our traits, changing bad inherent qualities within us. We have to try to make the world a little bit of a better place as much as we can. So as the maidservant was sent, or really the hand was sent of Bas Paro to get the ark, to get Moshe from the river, she didn't think that she could reach him. She didn't know if she could reach him, but she reached out her arm a little bit to get to him, and Hashem allowed her to do so. What I feel like the main point we could learn from here is to try to do a little bit what we can every day to help out. All these wonderful programs that are daily programs are fantastic. OU now has these emails that I get, these Mishnah Yomis and Halacha Yomi and Shtayim Mikra Yomi by email. And then there's also the Nach Yomi. And there's so many good Yomi things out there, because even though it seems like an abundance, it seems like there's so much to learn and so much to accomplish, if you set about yourself every day, you go a little bit every single day, then we can do such a thing. And the main thing that I think of when I think of a little bit every day is Daf Yomi. The Godless of Daf Yomi is amazing, how through 7.5 years, you could finish the whole Daf Yomi. One Daf every day has to be done every single day. Did you do the Daf? Did you get through the Daf? They talked a lot about this at the Siyum. For those of you who went to the Siyum, it was fantastic. For those of you who watched it like we did on live stream, it was a wonderful thing to be partaking of and to participate in. It felt like you're part of something bigger than yourself. It's wonderful to see people carrying the Gemara around, whether you're in any community, in any shul, like they mentioned on the show also, on the Siyum also. You feel like you're part of something. This wonderful enactment that Rav Meir Shapiro thought about, his baby, this Daf Yomi idea, all these people learned off for his children, every single day. It has to be done, whether it be Tisha B'Av or Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Doesn't matter, fast day, not a fast day, you gotta do it every day. And if you put yourself to do it every day, you can reach your arm. You can extend your arm to complete the Talmud, to complete going through the Gemara 7.5 years, a little bit every day. So there's stuff that can be done every day, a little bit every day, just like I mentioned, the emails and whatnot. You know, you could do the Shtayim Mikra, you could do the Mishnahs, you could do the Daf Yomi. There's just so many different things that could be done, so many wonderful things that you can be participating in that you could really accomplish if you just set your mind to do it every day. And it's a little bit every day, a little bit every day. You might not have 100 hours, you might have only a few minutes, you might only have a little bit about a time, but there is definitely something that you could do. And this week, thanks to the wonderful Aish.com, also wonderful articles to read every day, to read throughout the week, and Chabad has also, Torah.com has also, and OU has, all these different programs, all these different things have wonderful things that you could participate and read every day. There's so many thousands of thousands of thousands of things out there, but if you do a little bit every day, you learn a little bit every day, you read a little bit every day, you get more and more saturated with Torah, and that's great also. So through Aish.com, we've found this amazing idea. The Rambam talks about how acts of kindness can change you into a more kind person. He talks about, I think in Hilchos Tzedakah, if I'm not mistaken, I can't remember where it was mentioned, but he talks about if you have $100 and you have the option to give the $100 to one person, or you have $100 that you could give $1 to each person, which do you think he recommends to do? So the end of the case, you would think $100 can really make a difference for the poor person. He's homeless, he's down on his luck. $100 can get him a meal, can solve some of his problems. Maybe he could get some clothing, maybe he could find shelter for a day, for a night, somewhere cheap. Or you could give $1. What can that $1 do for a person? You're giving $1? But the Rambam explains that every single dollar you give is like a kindness imprint on the heart. It's like a kindness imprint on the soul. And every action you make, it might not solve the whole world's problems, but every dollar you give makes you into a more generous, into a more giving person. So you're supposed to give the dollar a day. Even though it won't solve world hunger or solve all these terrible diseases we should never know about, $1 every day can really make a difference. Just as the maidservant extended her hand, so too we should extend our hand in terms of our time, in terms of our money. And there's an amazing website called dailygiving.org, Tzedakah Yomi, dailygiving.org. You could sign up that every day a dollar will be deducted, whether from whatever credit card or whatnot, or it could be pay for once for the year. And it will ensure that every day the money goes somewhere. The merit of giving a dollar a day could really be a wonderful zechus for you and your family, and in that merit, everybody should be happy and healthy and safe. And that's dailygiving.org, just a wonderful practical thing. Really, if you could give a dollar every day, if you make it to the tzedakah box and shul or whatnot, that's great also. But this way is such a cool thing that it's automatically deducted and you send it out there. So we just want to do our imprints a little bit every day, as much as you can. Extend your arm, extend your reach, help who you can, learn what you can, give what you can every single day. And in that way, you can also extend your amah, your hand, to help the world become a better place through your version of Tikkun Olam. Join us next time as we talk the audio DT with T.